Fred Film Radio event.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti. Today we're talking about ARSA, the Advanced Research Seminar on Audio Description. Fred is a media partner of the conference taking place in Barcelona from March 16th to the 17th. And we're going to have the opportunity to chat with the speakers of the conference. And today I'm in company of Martin Zwitschenberger. Martin, can you help me with your...
my difficult name is Zwitschenberger.
Zwitschenberger. And so, Martin, welcome on Fred. Thank you so much for being available to talk about to us about your presentation and ARSAT.
Pleasure to hear you.
So, first of all, tell us something about yourself, about Martin.
Well, I'm working since more than 30 years in the media business. I was working as a TV commentator, as a radio commentator, as a presenter. So I had a lot of different radio stations I worked with in Austria and Germany. At the moment, I'm working at the University of Teacher Education in the media department, and we did some very nice things like to introduce a campus radio for made by students, and I'm working in an inclusion project with the university.
How did you start working on accessibility?
Well, I was quite lucky. I was working as a presenter for an exhibition in Vienna. It was called Dialogue in the Dark. It was provided by blind people. They showed their world to people. They joined them seeing people, and I was presenting it every evening, and I talked a lot to the blind and partially sighted people and asked them what they want to, what's their favorite wish. And they told me, we want to see a football match. Can you arrange this for me and for us? And, well, I said, it's no problem. Let's go to a football match. And I went with 10 or 12 blind people to a football match in Vienna. I was sitting in the middle of them and described them everything what happened on the pitch in the stadium. And they were so enthusiastic after this experience. And then we decided to start doing some live events. And this was the very beginning now 11 years ago. So this was the first football match ever we tried to, I tried to describe for blind people. And on this experience, we did a lot of work on audio description.
So is that your first time coming to ARSAT, or you participated before?
No, I was there 2 years before at the last conference, and I'm really amazed about the enthusiasm of ARSAT, and I met so many people from all over Europe and from America, and it's a fantastic conference, and it's a very good place to learn a lot and to get new experiences and to get in touch with so many enthusiastic people working on audio description.
Is your university particularly involved in accessibility, or is something that you carried on first?
Our university is an inclusion university. We have inclusion as a very high topic, and we try to get all students in contact with this sensible topic. And I'm one of the guys there who try to make them very close to this topic.
As you know, participating in ARSAT, the first thing that comes to our attention is that there are some countries that have more or less 10% of their media content accessible, and there are countries that are very behind in this sense. So what's the situation of your country in accessibility?
Well, for the state TV, like ORF, which is the name of the state TV, we started 2009 to, I started there to make audio description on TV possible. At the moment, we have, let's say, around 6 to 8% of all the program audio described. Mm-hmm. And we do a lot of live events with audio description. There's a new law which started 2016. It's an EEC law, the barrier-free law. And based on this law, I think it's growing more and more. And I'm really looking forward that audio description will cover 100% of the program in the future, which is the greatest wish to it.
Let's get deeper into the conference, and because during the panel, Worldwide Experiences, you're going to talk about what you do, and that's live audio description. Can you tell us more?
Well, what we do, as I told you before when we started with a football match, we want to make total access for all people to all events. So I do like Formula One race in Austria, Red Bull Air Race. Now we do March, the Special Olympics, which takes place in Austria, in my home country, and we want to make it accessible to all people, so total access for everyone. And it's quite easy to invite blind and partially sighted people to those events. We broadcast on an FM frequency, and everybody can use a mobile phone or a radio just to get the commentary live to their ears, and they can take place to all the events and are part of the community, which is very, very important.
What are the things that you're gonna teach at the conference? What are the elements, the techniques that people should know to get introduced to live audio description?
One of the most important things in live audio description is, of course, to be very quick commentator. I mean, doesn't make sense to be late on your commentary. If there is a goal in a football match, the commentator has to be as quick as the people see the goal. This is the main thing. So we have very, very nice experiences with our commentators because they are really quick and they deliver this service in seconds. So everybody is really fully on the topic, on the match. So this is one of the most important key facts, to be very quick as a commentator, to describe the surrounding, which makes the whole event worthful for blind and partially sighted people. Why are people whistling? Why are people shouting? Why are people applauding? What's the stadium look like? How does the players look like, for example, if you think to a football match? So the atmosphere, what's taking place on the pitch and all the things has to be really very quick commentated. But it works, and we have really good feedback.
So no, I like that, the fact that you're paying attention on communicating the emotions surrounding the game, because that's the whole point of watching a game, basically.
Yeah, and that was the missing thing for all the people that join football matches. And now we have the possibility to describe the surroundings and what's happening. Why are the people, for example, shouting because the referee makes nonsense in his decision, and all the things going around. And this is, I think this is access to for blind and partially sighted people to all events.
How do you prepare for that? How can a person be a live audio descriptioner or
I trained a lot of commentators, for example, in Brazil for the Football World Cup, in the Ukraine and Poland for the UEFA Euro 2012, and they talk what they see, and we just train them to be quick, to get sensible. If you see pictures, the most impressive way for the young commentators is if they have a look, concentrate to a picture, what they can see if they see it with all their hearts and if they see it concentrated. And this is the way how we start, just to get in touch with for normal sighted people, we don't care about. But if you concentrate it on having a look to the surroundings, to the things which happens, you get quite used to it, and you get a high sensibility of things you see and you describe.
Since you went to Arsad twice, what do you think that Arsad can bring us to all of us, to the ones involved in audio description and research, and to the ones that don't know anything about but they could improve their knowledge and apply these rules and these inclusion activities?
Well, I think Arsad is a perfect platform for connecting all people doing audio description, and it's a great university which do a lot of research on the topic of audio description, and I think all the guests, all the speakers, all the they joining the ASAD conference bring a lot of input to us, and we can change each other. We learn a lot from each other. And I remember the last ASAD conference in Barcelona. Mm-hmm. It was amazing. I flew home with so many new ideas. I saw so many evolution in technique, and if you, I brought a lot of new ideas and a lot of new experiences back home, which was very important.
Martin, thank you so much. Good luck for the conference. I really hope to talk to you again, since we're also colleagues, radio colleagues. So,
pleasure talking to you. Have a nice day. And all the best to you. Thank you very much for...
Thank you for sharing your experience on audio description with us.
Thank you. Bye.
And this is Chiara Nicoletti, and this is Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.